USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization is posting a single-day record of new confirmed coronavirus cases, over 200,000. The record comes as many nations struggle with new waves of infections after loosening their restrictions. Emergency rooms are once again being overcrowded. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
Past generations literally ran into battlefields or on protest lines and gave up everything, paid the ultimate sacrifice to fight for their values. What am I asking you to do? Wear a mask.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says his state is taking necessary steps to handle the increase in cases.
We've also deployed a large number of healthcare personnel that the state had been working with or had on contract, and so some of those have been deployed to places like South Florida, the Tampa Bay area.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A federal judge in Maryland ordered the Trump administration to accept new applications for the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals on Friday. Since President Trump began his efforts to terminate the program in 2017, the government hasn't accepted any new applications. The Trump administration has allowed existing DACA recipients, undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children, to continue to receive the protections. Last month, though, the Supreme Court ruled that the president's attempts to terminate DACA was arbitrary and capricious, as well as unconstitutional. The judge said the Trump administration must enforce DACA according to its status before they can make efforts to terminate it. The organization that sued to enforce DACA, CASA, said this on Twitter. This DACA decision reaffirms what we know. The Trump administration's heartless attempt to terminate the DACA program was illegal, and they must immediately begin accepting new DACA applications. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New details have now been released about Dale Earnhardt Jr. He helped save his family in a 2019 plane crash. With more on this story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A new report reveals how NASCAR great Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family escaped a fiery plane crash in Tennessee last year. Documents from the NTSB say the pilot forced open the door to save them as the cabin filled with smoke and flames. It's known that the landing gear on the plane had failed as it tried to touch down, but a final report from the agency has not yet been released. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Major League Baseball is ready to start, but the Blue Jays are being forced to find a new home. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
With Major League Baseball kicking off their official season this week, the Blue Jays won't play their home games in Toronto this year because Canada's government doesn't think it's safe for players to travel back and forth from the United States. Immigration Minister Marco Mendocino said the federal government has denied the Blue Jays' request to play at the Rogers Center. The team's alternate sites for home games include their training facility in Dunedin, Florida, which is among the states that are virus hotspots, as well as Saline Field in Buffalo, New York, which is home to Toronto's AAA affiliate, and just across the Niagara River from Canada. The Blue Jays are scheduled to start their season July 24th at Tampa Bay. Their home opener was set for 5 days later against Washington.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.